This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump's campaign calls it a flawed decision, and they're promising to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Colorado Supreme Court is taking him off the state's primary ballot, saying he's ineligible to be president after his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Nicholas Riccardi is in Denver, Colorado, and he says there's a lot at stake here for Donald Trump.
If the Supreme Court upholds the Colorado decision, it's obviously the end for Trump's political career. He can't run for office again in the United States. Because this has never been done before in American history, we're really plowing new legal ground here, and it's not breaking down on kind of traditional ideological lines.
Now to the new law in Texas that will let police arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. The AP's Norman Hall on the pushback.
The law, set to take effect in March, was signed Monday by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. But in less than 24 hours, civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit in Austin, the capital. The suit names the head of state police, who told lawmakers troopers are expected to make about 72,000 arrests annually. Governor Abbott blames the Biden administration for the influx of migrants. But the White House has joined critics of the law. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is not who we are as a country. This is not who we should be as a country.
Plaintiffs say the law overrides the Constitution and federal authority and would harm some Texans, especially in brown and black communities. Norman Hall, Washington.
This morning, the top leader of Hamas is in Egypt for talks on the war. Documents now made public show that a 2021 federal raid on Rudy Giuliani's home and office was kicked off by suspicions that he had illegally acted as a foreign agent by trying to get the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine removed at the request of Ukrainian officials. Giuliani was never charged with a crime. This is AP News. The IRS wants to help some Americans who owe back taxes. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The IRS has announced new relief for those owing back taxes during the height of the COVID pandemic. The IRS says it will waive penalty fees for people who failed to pay back taxes that total less than $100,000 a year for tax years 2020 and 2021. The agency says nearly 5 million people, businesses, and tax-exempt organizations will be eligible for the relief, which totals about $1 billion. The federal tax collector temporarily suspended mailing automated reminders to pay overdue tax bills during the pandemic. Agency leadership says the pause in automated reminders is a reason behind the decision to forgive the failure to pay penalties. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.09 a gallon on average this morning, down 3 cents in a week, but up a penny from yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.